This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air. Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, honouring the fungi healing the earth. We are now deep in the season of forest fungi parties. Here in the Tararuas, the long-awaited rain and the sometimes warm days have provided the perfect conditions for all our fungi friends to pop up. And even just a short walk in your nearby park or garden might reveal how fungi is never far away. It's here to heal the soil, here to communicate with the trees, here to heal us all. And in all the places where I've spread wood chip to nurture the whenua, I can see all the little wispy white threads weaving the soil together. These tiny little white threads here to hold us all together and remind us that all will be okay if we hold one another, if we listen to one another, and if we honour the wisdom of the soil. Fungi season reminds us that it is the tiny actions and the looking close by that has the biggest action for Team Humanity. So rather than looking up into the grand canopy in the forest, the gaze is very, very much all the way down into the earth, looking into all those funny little brown and beige tones of the tiny little bird's nest egg fungi. And then all along the branches, seeing those little orange lentils, like little fairy caps, and all those very strange looking purple and yellow ones that surely are poisonous but look somehow enticing. And then there are the lion manes, all shaggy, higher up in the trunks, little wood ears all along the dead branches. And every now and then, if you're really lucky, you'll see a puffball pop with the spores setting seed all the way down the forest floor for the next generation. So even though it feels as if my garden here at home is tucking up all ready for winter rest, I know that the life of the party is just getting started. All the spores of the world of fungi are ripening now and preparing for their undercover story over winter. The party just happens to be going underground for the darker months. And this is a little reminder for us, those of us who practice Yoga Nidra, is that we might appear to be doing very little, just lying down and not being very productive. But actually, there's a whole party going on inside when we're in the state of Yoga Nidra. So as our body rests and our minds weave in and out of different states of consciousness, we are connecting and communicating with all the other people around the world also practicing the state of Yoga Nidra. This is very much like the mycelium pathways that dwell in the rich and vibrant earth upon which we all rest. The pathways of the fungi spores are weaving in and out and around the tree roots and the soil microbes, listening to the earth and responding to whatever is needed. And we too, by listening to the needs of our resting bodies, we can open ourselves up to hearing the needs of the earth upon which we lie and all the communities that this earth sustains. It's not just the magic mushrooms that are magical, all fungi is magical, and all who connect into the liminal dream state of Yoga Nidra experience this place of rested and nourished feeling of connection. It is as if we can all connect into this space of feeling connected to self, connected to others, and connected to our earth when we make the space and time to practice Yoga Nidra. So taking the time now to settle down into your Nidra nest, and this might be on the earth herself, it might be on the earth of your bed or your sofa, or you might even just be sitting up on the train in a chair. Today you might like to practice wild nidra outside, maybe resting underneath a tree, but making sure you feel comfortable wherever you choose to place your nest. And just taking a moment to ask yourself, what else do I need right now in this moment? Do you need a sip of water? Do you need to cover yourself up with more layers? Do you need to move into or out of the sunlight? And then inviting your body to let down all that you've been holding. Letting go of all the muscles that have been holding you together and holding you upright. And knowing that you are now in a space where you can ungrip and let go. And could you let the weight of your head, the weight of your spine, the weight of your arms and your legs be welcomed by the earth beneath? Letting everything soften and release down. And perhaps just feeling the earth receiving the whole weight of your body and holding you here. Held and supported the entire weight of your body, so gently held by Papatūānuku. And as your body settles into this space of deep rest, perhaps just noticing that arrival and departure of your breath. Noticing where you first feel your breath enter your body. Maybe you can feel the air swirling around through your nostrils. Maybe you can feel it within your nostrils. And maybe you can feel different parts of your body moving with your breath. Perhaps your body expanding a little bit or rising a little bit with your inhalation. And then feeling everything releasing and spreading out deeper into the earth with each exhalation. And just allowing your breath to be completely effortless. Watching your breath and welcoming your breath however it shows up today. And breathing in this early wintry air. Perhaps you can smell wood smoke. Perhaps you can smell that scent of decaying leaves. Maybe you can smell woolen objects drying by the fire. Maybe it's just that scent of damp forest and wet earth smell. And noticing what you can hear today, all the sounds nearby and sounds far away. And maybe there are those particular late autumn, early winter sounds. Maybe your heat pump's going or a fan heater. Maybe there are crackles from the fire. And maybe all the sounds beyond your home. Perhaps the sounds of birds or traffic or neighbours. And regardless of whether these sounds are pleasant or unpleasant, simply welcoming them all as the unique backdrop for your practice today. And then feeling into the textures that surround and support your resting body. Maybe you can feel the weight of your blanket or your duvet. Perhaps you can feel your clothing moving against your body as you breathe. And hopefully there's something squishy and comfortable underneath you to rest upon. And every time you breathe out, maybe you can feel that you're sending down little rootlets from all the places of contact, all the way down through the support that you're resting upon. Little rootlets burrowing down through the floor, down through the foundations, down through the earth, and deep into the microbial world where all the tree roots and the mycelium fungi gather for their winter dance parties. This is the natural world's answer to an underground rave. And feeling your body anchoring here so deeply, supported by the earth beneath. All the rootlets from the back of your resting body, connecting and listening to the songs of the trees, the songs of the fungi, and all their microbial friends. And as you breathe in, perhaps inviting a connection between your heart space through the back door of your heart, in between your shoulder blades. Listening to your heart space and welcoming all that you're feeling here today. All your thoughts, all your feelings, and any sensations that may be arising. And as you next exhale, perhaps offering that down into the earth beneath you. Inhaling and listening to the heart of the earth. And exhaling and sharing your heart space with the earth beneath. And you may simply wish to rest here, breathing in the forest floor and giving back your breath to the earth. Or you may wish to have a little forest fungi party and celebrate our most truly festive mushroom, the puffball. Maybe inviting your attention to come all the way up to the crown of your head and perhaps seeing the round ball shape of the puffball mushroom. So white, so perfectly spherical, and seeing it in that moment when it's just reaching perfect ripeness. And then seeing that ripeness tip over into the moment when the puffball bursts and all the spores fly up and out. And just inviting your awareness to follow the path of the little spores as they land upon the length of the land of your body. Seeing a little spore landing in the space between your eyebrows. A tiny spore alighting on the hollow inside your collarbones. And then seeing three little spores landing along the length of your right arm. One on your shoulder, one on your elbow, and one on your wrist. And five teeny tiny little spores for your right thumb and first finger. Middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. An awareness traveling through the palm of your hand and back through your wrist and elbow and shoulder and all the way back to that little spore deep in the hollow of your collarbones. And another little rise of wind, spores flying through the air and alighting on your left shoulder, your left elbow, and your left wrist. Five teeny tiny spores, one for your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Traveling along the little mycelium pathway through the palm of your hand and your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder and all the way back to connect in to that little spore in the hollow of your throat. And seeing the spores flowing now all the way down, one alighting behind the center of your breastbone, one on the right side of your chest and another on the left side of your chest, and more spores landing on the center of your breastbone. And seeing the spores floating, drifting, one landing on your belly button, another deep in your pelvis, and then three further spores floating and drifting, nestling down your right leg, one on your right hip, right knee, right ankle. Five little spores for each of your toes, your right big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Your awareness traveling all the way through the mycelium pathway, back through your ankle, knee and hip, and all the way back to your pubic bones. Another puff of a breeze and seeing the spores drift down through your left leg. Little spores alighting on the top of your left hip, inside your left knee and your left ankle. Tiny little spores drifting and settling down on the very tips of your toes, your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Awareness traveling along the mycelium pathway, connecting your toes to your ankles, your knee and your hip, all the way back to your pubic bones, along the mycelium pathway to your belly, to the space behind your breastbone, back into the space between your collarbones, and all the way back to the tiny spore right here in the space between your eyebrows, and feeling your awareness draw in deeper as the spores settle into the earth of the land of your resting body. And feeling all the way down through the little rootlets, anchoring you into the world of connection within the earth upon which you are resting. And feeling the perfectly ripe conditions here for the spores to find a home. The warmth of your body, the dampness of the forest floor, and the gathering of the community of the microbes in the earth. And then feeling the lightness, the dainty airiness of the little spores that wait so patiently upon the front of your body, waiting patiently for the perfect conditions for them to propagate the next generation of puffballs. The back of your body so held and supported by the community of the forest floor and all that lies beneath that. And then feeling into the spaciousness, the freedom, the lightness of the spores spreading far and wide, sailing on the wind. Feeling into the back of your body, connecting not only to the worldwide web of all the tree roots and the mycelium pathways of the fungi, but to all the people also resting in the liminal space that is Yoga Nidra. Resting in connection. Resting in the space of deep listening. Resting in the space of awareness. And what might these little spores propagate over the time of rest? Where might all the dreams that arise in the space of yoga land in the physical world after your practice? What might pop up like mushrooms after the next rainy day? And could you simply listen to the space in your heart and connect your heart to the earth beneath? Can you hear the songs of the earth? Can you hear the whispers of the tree roots, the murmurs of the mycelium pathways? And can you hear the hum of your own heart joining them? And then letting that go and taking a deeper breath in. Perhaps drawing up your rootlets and farewelling the forest floor and bringing your awareness back to the earth of your own body. Feeling into the textures that you can feel against your skin and all the sounds that surround you. And starting to welcome these everyday sounds. Taking a deeper breath in and noticing not only the movement of your body, but also what you can smell here at home. And knowing that now you can make this choice to either snuggle in and go into a deeper sleep, or simply have a little shuffle in your nidra nest and roll over onto one side. And just taking a moment to Drink in all your surroundings and prepare to arise. And this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.